Okay, so Birkas Hashem is like a very, very special moment that we're actually beginning, we're adding to the Sifrei Musar that we're learning, although this inherently is a Sifrei Halacha of Sefer Chafetz Chaim, but we're starting a new limud, Birkas Hashem, of learning the Halacha of Lashon Hara. But first we're going to start with a short Hagdama, just of today, from the Sefer of the Chafetz Chaim. It's very important to understand kind of just the general approach. By the way, it's very funny. The Chafetz Chaim, who was the Chafetz Chaim? What was his name? Yisrael Meir what?
Kagan.
Or Kagan, and what his real name actually was. Did you know what his real name was? We'll leave that for tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. I'll tell you exactly what his name is. I'll let you think about it. You do your research at home. It's very, very interesting, okay? It's actually, I know someone who's a rabbi in New York. He's Berach Ben Mamish from the Mishpacha of the Chavetz Chaim. The name is not Kagan. The name is a different name. Leave that to you. What? No. Anyway, kids are mice like this. So it's very interesting because we don't call Yisrael Meir Kagan. We don't refer him to him as Yisrael Meir. As we have certain people get to a certain echelon where they're known by their sefer, right? For example, the Shlo HaKadosh. Shlo HaKadosh, right? No. The Shlo HaKadosh? Who's Shlo HaKadosh? He was a Horowitz, right? Who else? The Chazanish. What was the Chazanish's name?
Rabbi.
The point is, I'm trying to bring is that there's certain people in Jewish history get to a place where literally they're known as the Sefer, because that Sefer itself changed the trajectory of Jewish history. Up until this point, before the Sefer, Chafetz Chaim came out, and then the Shmiras HaLashon, and then the whole gamut of the Svarim that he has, Avas Olam, all these tremendous amount of Svarim that he has, Avas Chesed, I apologize, so many different Svarim that the Chafetz Chaim wrote, but of the ones that changed the history of the trajectory of Jewish history was Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And to the extent we call him the Chafetz Chaim, it gets a certain place. Why? Why do I talk about this specifically? Because did you know that there was one sefer that Yisrael Salanter carried around in his talis bag? What was that sefer that Yisrael Salanter walked around? Sefer Chafetz Chaim. He was so nispoiled. Because why? He worked for so many years to turn inyanim of Yiras Shamayim to become one of the biggest hopes and dreams that Yisrael Salanter had was he wanted to write a sefer called Sefer Hilchos Hamidos, Sefer Shulchan Aruch Hamidos, to discuss the laws of one kinna, taiva, kavod. But why? Because he said sometimes people, unfortunately, make a very unfortunate distinction between there's Sifrei Musar, there's Sifrei Halacha, and I'm keeping the Halacha, but like, okay, and this is, it really ties, you know, to what we've been speaking about in terms of Pelioites, in terms of Gezel, that could be done this way, but and all the finger waving. But if you inject Yiras Shamayim into everything, because ultimately that is the package deal. The package deal is that we're not just trying to keep the Word of God, we're trying to be in touch with the Divine and the Creator's will. You're trying to make his our ratzon his ratzon. We're trying to be mischaven to, we're trying to make our ratzon like his ratzon. I mean, hopefully I said that. Which is to connect to the higher being, the higher purpose. Chafetz Chaim, the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and the Chafetz Chaim was so matzliach and able to do that it became literally like the most mekubal dika sefer. And believe me, unfortunately, this is the way Gullus works. You're not going to have people who are let's say shovel chol nefesh. The Chafetz Chaim is loved by the Sfardim. It's loved by the Ashkenazim. It's loved by the Hasidim. The Taimonis. Can you imagine? Even the Yekkes have no tainas on him. Baruch Hashem, it's an amazing thing that the Chafetz Chaim, Chassid Shemayim, right? I'm already a poet. I didn't even know it. All right? And therefore, like this, we're going to begin the Hagdama. We're going to start the Hagdama. We're not going to finish the entire Hagdama. We're going to, Imbios Hashem, next week, get into more of the Halachas. Baruch Hashem, Lakei Yisrael, Asher Hivdilonu Michol HaAmi. Hashem has separated us from all the Goyim. He gave us his Torah and brought us to the land of Israel in order that we should be meritorious towards keeping his mitzvahs. Hashem's entire will is in order for us to have good. In order that we should be holy to him. Not just the fact that he gave us this amazing gem that Hashem has given us. Not even to leave it. Someone gives their fellow a very nice present. He doesn't treat it nicely. Doesn't keep it well. Like, well, it's ridiculous. I gave you this thing. You're not treating it properly. I'm waiting for the day. Finally, you just get rid of it. And I'm going to take it back and give it to someone who actually will finally appreciate it. We're not that Hashem gave it to us. He's constantly trying to get us to learn how to use it properly. Right? I have a son. I've spoken about it many times. Chaim Yaakov is amazing. He's the best. But you know, they say like a katan is not the best on being shomer chafatza. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't know how to take care of his property. I bought him an amazing yo-yo. Oh, a brand new, beautiful aluminum yo-yo. This thing's the best. Top of the line, right? At least that's all the reviews on Amazon said. Okay. Anyway, so I bought it for him, right? And he's banging on the floor and he's cutting the cord. Like, he just doesn't. And I'm not going to take it away from him because I enjoy seeing him enjoy this. It's like a toy that I loved playing with when I was a kid. And like I can vicariously live through him. Like, oh, come here. Let me just look at this. I can just like, you know, show you how to do it. Like, I really want to play with it. But anyway, the point is I want him to learn how to use it. I'm not going to take it away from him because I enjoy that he enjoys it. And I get to know that he enjoys it. And I want him not to remove it from him, but I want him to learn how to use it properly. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us, constantly giving us Musar and helping us to go back to the Machzir Lamotav. Why? In order that we should know how to use the Torah properly. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unfortunately, the situation had gotten very worse, that Hashem constantly was looking for us how to be able to Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. We're going to move on to one big Yisrael. He says a very interesting Yisrael over here. He says, in the halachas of, he explains kind of the matar of the sefer, and he says that the entire Indian of Lashon Hara, as we know, the Gemara actually says that there's no hana to the yitzhara of Lashon Hara. There's no yitzhara. There's no hana. There's no bodily hana. Right? This is the Gemara in Chagiga that tells us. I apologize. Gemara in Arachin that tells us this. There's really no kunz. So why is it that we do this? Why do we do this? There's a geshmak. There's a geshmak to knowing, to pulling people down, to making yourself feel better than other people.
Isn't that geshmak
hana? That's not a physical hana. It's not like I eat treif. I got a physical hana. Well, there's a much more supernal hana there, which is really. However, he says like this. Kevin shekola sefer hazeh miyusad al ikra halacha. I mean, one could ask, this entire sefer is a halachic sefer. Lama ani mevim bekam makomis rayos mesefer shayu tshuva l'arbeinu yoyin shum miklal sefer musar, which is just the dovetail of what we said previously, which is why people could ask me, why are you quoting if it's a halacha sefer? Why are you quoting from shayu tshuva, which is by and large a sefer musar? It's a musar sefer. Ki be'emes nir le'enayim le'mizbayin heitiv b'ma'amarav. If you really would delve deep into the words of the great Rabbeinu Yoyin, right, from shayu tshuva, if you really delve into his words, how makbid he was on every single thing that he said. Especially when he brings in within his discussions of Lashon Hara, literally every single line is dripping with rayas and background and makor from Shas. But he wrote it in a more shorthand way and didn't bring every single source. Most of this mechumras, kashayir ben ma'amayin. It speaks to this in very big yisod, which is that you could think very easily, ah, there's sefer musar, it's very nice ideas, it's good etzas, but no, it's literally this is the entire premise of halacha, of the halacha svarim of being a Torah from Jew. Mir Hashem Yisbarach will delve into it in the future.